Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 34, no, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno as we celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Scott, I need your website, please.
Oh, thesecurityadvocate.com.
All right, so check it out. Hey, Scott, I want to follow up a little bit more on that crypto jacking, where people are using your computers, your devices, your online devices, mm-hmm. whether it's a computer or a smartphone or your the thermostat that you've got, an IoT thermostat or maybe even a television, if they can come
or a point of sale device at your business, you name it.
Right. So when it comes to IoT, they don't even have to break in to IoT. I mean, they don't have to even ask your permission. They can just waltz into an IoT thing, an Internet of Things thing. They just waltz in there and take it over. Is that illegal?
Oh yeah, you're definitely you're hacking basically.
Okay, Okay, so they penetrated. Once they penetrate your device, that's tantamount to breaking and entering.
It's not breaking in into a residence, but yes, it is. It is. It's messing around with a computer, not something you're allowed to do.
Right. Okay. So that makes it illegal, and not only that, but wrong. So that was one thing I want to make sure. And if you remember, this particular kind of thing was the thing that I have in my book. You remember in chapter 5, in episode 5, this is one of the things that happened. So let's move over and talk about Facebook, some of the things that Facebook's working on, as a reaction to some of the political stuff that's been going on. Tell us about that.
Well, just a couple days ago, the story broke on just the very end of July, 31st. Facebook took down a total of 32, it was combined pages and fake accounts and even Instagram accounts, which were basically trying to rile up. In this case, they were trying to rile up more liberal-leaning people. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the earlier stuff was trying to rile up more conservative-leaning people. And this sort of makes the point that it really isn't attacking a side. It's attacking every side. And the idea is to make us angry, people disagree. Yeah, right. Exactly. If they get us shouting and yelling at our family, our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues, then that puts this country in a pretty bad place. While we're being chaotic, you can guarantee Putin sitting there laughing at us. I mean, that's the name of the game here. And the thing is, their tactics are getting a lot more stealthy because Facebook took down the pages and they said, well, it looks like it may have been what's called the Internet Research Agency, which is that thing run by the Russian intelligence agencies that was behind a lot of the earlier stuff. But they're not 100% sure because what they've started doing is instead of paying for things in rubles and having IP addresses based in Russia, now they're paying for things in Canadian dollars and American dollars. They're using what are called virtual private networks to hide where the IPs are coming from. One giveaway, though, is one of the sites that was used here was briefly co-administered by a known Internet Research Agency account. So they mostly covered their tracks. That was a little slip-up. I know right now the intelligence agencies and forensic companies will be looking into this in more detail, and hopefully we'll be able to get a much more definitive statement, but so far it looks like it was the Russians. And like I say here, the whole idea was trying to get people angry.
Is there any way to stop this, Scott? Aren't we smart enough to block them?
Well, Facebook's working on it. I mean, that's part of what they're doing, but I mean, a lot of it starts with us. You know, if you see something about, be it a politician or somebody else you don't like, and it sounds really, really awful, stop for a second and think, wow, that sounds crazy. Could so-and-so have done this awful thing?
Stop and think that it might not be true. Even if it's somebody you don't like, it still might not be true.
Well, that's part of what makes this work, is they get us to a point where we hate these people, and no matter what's said about them, like, what? They kicked a dog? I believe that. That poor dog.
Right.
Meantime, it's, you know, a ridiculously bad fake, and
right.
we want to believe it because we don't like them. So that puts us in a tough spot
yeah.
because you get to a place where we're getting sort of two different versions of reality, depending on what you right. want to believe, that's what you choose to believe,
right.
as opposed to what the facts actually are.
Right.
And they play off this all the time.
So, folks,
and the idea here was they're trying to get people angry at conservatives, basically. They're the bad guys, according to these sects. Other ones are, let's get angry at liberals.
They're doing the liberals. Hey, Scott, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Great report on three different topics that we hadn't thought about lately. Appreciate you being here. Good job, and come back soon.
Always a pleasure.
Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.